What do you think, if you look back on your life, a major accomplishment? If you look back on your, you had many of them that we've talked about, is there one that stands out that makes you feel good?
I think putting WGN on the satellite, in terms of business, what makes me feel the best is marrying Tony, but that was a
yes.
personal thing.
Right.
I got divorced, I was married 20, well, not quite 20 years, divorced and as a bachelor. Mark and I were bachelors at the same time for about 3 or 4 years. He and I hung out quite a bit together. And then I met Tony, and life's been fantastic since
And when
then.
Was that about? And when did
we got married in 88.
Did you have children with her, or is
no.
she had children?
She had a son who was 15. No, he couldn't drive yet. He must have been 14,
yeah.
13 or 14. And our first date, I did a bachelor thing for, not MS. Anyway, somebody talked me into being a bachelor, and they were auctioning bachelors off
yeah.
to all these women.
Right.
And I said, well, yeah, that'd be fun. And anyway, her boss, she was working for a chemical company. He had bought a table, so he sent all the girls that worked for him. I bumped into her at the shrimp table. They had a pre-party and started talking to her. We had both lived in Phoenix. We both skied. I forgot what else. Anyway, I said, please bid on me because I'm afraid nobody's going to bid on me. Actually, I had it set up with some girls that work for me that I said, I'll pay you back if you bid on me if it looks like nothing's happening. So luckily, I'm a B, so I was like the third guy up. And Tony was sitting right where I could see her, and she bid on me once, but she didn't have any money. So she bid on me once, and then actually, I came across pretty well. And I had tickets to Chicago, the group Chicago, at the Maybe
yes,
Center the
yeah.
next weekend. And the woman who bought me was a lawyer. And I told her, you know, I've got these tickets for next weekend. And she said, I'm going to be in San Francisco. So it was just money well spent. It was fun. You don't have to take me out or anything. I said, oh, no, when you get back, call me when you get back, and we'll go to dinner at least. And then I went down and found Tony and said, do you want to go to Chicago with me? She said, sure. And I was driving a Corvette at the time. When I pulled up to her driveway, her son and his buddy came running out. And all they talked about was my car.
Sure, sure, sure. Well,
a red Corvette, anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
They ran back in and told Tony, he's driving a Corvette.
That's fun. Well, that was a major accomplishment. But putting WGN online.
That was tricky because there was only one satellite channel left on the RCA satellite where everybody was, and we had to make a decision. We talked to them and fiddled with it, and I was having a tough time trying to convince Larry Flynn that this is something we should do because it was a pretty big, we had to sign a 5-year deal at $140,000 a month. I had to convince him that that's something, and we finally bit the bullet. And I think there was somebody right behind us trying to take that channel, but I sent him a telegram. I called him. I forgot how we did it. I said, sign us up. We're a go for WGN. I think we had to dip into our bank line for the first month, and after that, we were making more money than we were spending.
Wow.
At 10 cents a subscriber a month. My lawyer in Washington always said, I just see dimes coming out of the sky.
But how long did it take you to convince Larry Flynn?
At least a month. I mean, we talked about it. We ran a bunch of numbers. And I was convinced this was going to be the end of not only the greatest thing ever, but the end of the microwave business, which is what we were in. That was the business, and it was going to go away. And it did. We finally basically gave it away at the end.
And that's when you went to satellite, of course,
yeah.
Right. Right. And so was he still hesitant when you finally made that decision? Did he say, oh, well, I'll come along?
Yeah, that was about it. I drug him along. Actually, I drug him along on most of the deals we did. Some of them, I was too deep in before I told him what we were doing, but he kind of came along. We were a pretty good partnership, actually.